It's roast duck and dumplings on the menu at the United Nations dining room in New York this week as part of an ongoing showcase of the Czech Republic's EU presidency. A series of cultural and gastronomic events have been organized by the Czech mission to the United Nations to raise the profile of the country's time at the top in Brussels. But with the EU being chaired right now by a technocratic interim Czech government, is this really something the country's diplomats would like to emphasize? Rosie Johnson spoke to Bořek Lizets from the Czech mission to the United Nations and started by asking about the idea behind these Czech EU presidency days.
We are trying to highlight the fact that the Czech Republic obviously has been holding the European Union presidency since January till the end of this month. And also the fact that the European Union here in New York really is one of the main groups at the United Nations and one of the main contributors to the United Nations activities.
Can you tell me what's on the program for this week?
We wanted to highlight Czech culture in the European and also American context. In this regard, we are organizing a special concert that actually already took place on Monday with a very good success, which we are very pleased about, by Zuzana Stivínová, accompanied by Robert Balcar Trio, a jazz trio from the Czech Republic. They had a special performance inspired by cabaret performances, and they showed European, American, as well as Czech repertoire. And also we will have an exhibition about Jaroslav Ježek in this regard. Then we have a special exhibition at the United Nations in the lobby of the building of Antonín Gratochvíl's photographs called The Time in Which I Live. Antonín Gratochvíl is a Czech photographer, as your listeners should know, of real international fame. He won several first prizes of the World Press Photo Award, and he shows here at the United Nations 20 years of his work.
I hear as well that you're offering people, diners in the UN dining room, a taste of Czech cuisine. What sort of Czech specialities are you offering them there?
Actually, these festivals take place at the UN quite regularly, and Czech food festival, Czech gourmet festival, takes place here for the first time. We will have the top favorite, I think, of Czech cuisine, at least for me and my colleagues, as it seems, and these are the baked duck with dumplings and cabbage, and also traditional svíčková.
All right, and what has the reaction been so far to the special Czech events and the special Czech dishes that have been put on this week?
We are very pleased to see that, as we were told by the colleagues who operate the United Nations delegates dining room, as the restaurant is called, that we have reached a really high attendance and number of reservations. So it is now at the moment very difficult to get a table at the restaurant. And as I say, we are very pleased about that.
Has the program for these Czech EU presidency days at the UN, has that changed in light of the fact that the government in charge of the Czech EU presidency has changed in the last couple of months? It's no longer Mirek Topolánek.
This is something that definitely wasn't part and the ambition to present a special Czech political domestic situation. And as I say, we are really trying to highlight the fact that the Czech Republic is holding the presidency of the European Union, and therefore this is the main topic of our festival.
Bořek Lizets there being the perfect diplomat.